The library is cool and smells like carpet cleaner, although all I can see is marble. I sign the visitor's log. Claire Abshire, 10/26/91. I'm writing a paper for an art history class. I go to the desk to ask for help. As I explain to the woman what I am trying to find, she glances over my shoulder at someone passing behind me. Perhaps Mr. de Damville can help you. I turn and find myself face to face with Henry. I am speechless. Here is Henry, calm, clothed, younger than I've ever seen him. Henry is working at the Newberry Library, standing in front of me, in the present, here and now. I am jubilant. Henry is looking at me patiently, uncertain but polite. Is there something I can help you with? He asks. Henry! I can barely refrain from throwing my arms around him. It's obvious that he's never seen me before in his life. Have we met? I'm sorry, I don't. Henry is glancing around us, worrying that readers, co-workers are noticing us, searching his memory and realizing that some future self of his has met this radiantly happy girl standing in front of him. I try to explain. I'm Claire Abshire. I knew you when I was a little girl. I'm at a loss because I am in love with a man who is standing before me with no memories of me at all. Everything is in the future for him. I want to laugh at the weirdness of the whole thing. Come and have coffee with me, or dinner, or something. Surely he has to say yes. This Henry who loves me in the past and the future must love me now.